Hello, everybody. Dave Foster here, and just sitting here reading over a bunch of blog posts and just very frustrated with last night's debate. Now, I know that a lot of people are saying that during commercial breaks, I mean, there was even one soldier who stood up in full uniform and shouted, veteran support Ron Paul, and everybody cheered, and there was a really good response to the meeting that he did before the debate actually started with the veterans. And that's a success. However, I think it's a shame that the media, feels like they have to keep ignoring him because they're so scared. He got 89 seconds of actual TV airtime, and it really frustrated me because at the very beginning of the debate, I thought, okay, Ron Paul, most people, the thing that they're confused most about with Ron Paul is his foreign policy. I mean, that's where people have the most question. They're like, well, I support Ron Paul, 90% of his views. I just don't like where he stands on foreign policy. So last night I felt was his chance to kind of get to explain his views on foreign policy and 89 seconds. I mean, when they first went to him and said, you've got 30 seconds, and then everybody else got a minute. That frustrated me because right from the beginning, I knew what was going to happen because he, out of everybody else's minute, and they got to rebuttal with another 30 seconds, and Ron got 30 seconds that whole time. I was so mad last night at that debate. I mean, I'm not a huge football fan, or I do like to watch college football and things like that, but I've never gotten as frustrated over anything as much as I do when I see the media ignoring Ron Paul, because it would be only fair that they would allow people to make an informed decision, but they so don't want Ron Paul in office, and they so don't like it when people are actually informed. Otherwise, there would be more truth in mainstream media, and there's not. Mainstream media is just opinion. It's a pushed agenda. And so, once the election is over, and Ron Paul, gets into office, then the political watchdog is going to actually go out, and we're going to be more proactive in making sure that, the media and politicians keep their oaths, follow their oaths, just kind of like the same thing Oath Keepers is doing. We're just going to make sure that people are paying attention or are doing the right thing. And people need alternative media because you cannot depend on these idiots for information. I mean, if you want, if you got to wonder why it's so hard right now to have a conversation with most people because everybody's starting to be so neoconservative leaning in their viewpoints, and it's like they're just so bloodthirsty. And okay, the war on terror has finally set in, and the mainstream media's agenda has been pushed, and so now we're trying to go back and fight 10 years worth of a media education that people have, and it's like they've got these blinders on, and they can't see past any of the they just can't they cannot see the truth. And so it makes our job so much harder because of the programming that's been done. And to unprogram a brain from being manipulated and fed propaganda, I mean, this is exactly the exact same thing that happened in Nazi Germany. We are being taught that Muslims are bad and we need to hate them. We need to hate Islam because they want to attack us for our freedom, blah, blah, blah. That is such bull crap. And it's the same thing. The Jews did the, or the Nazis did the same thing to the Jews. They pushed the propaganda out and said, we need to hate them. They're different. Same thing with deformed and retarded kids and stuff. The Nazis pushed propaganda on people to make them hate these people. And that's exactly what's happening here. It's been happening for 10 years. If you watch Fox News and listen to them talk, they are very uneducated. And I don't know whether, the journalists, or I don't even want to call them journalists, if the sheep of the media, the so-called journalists, I don't know if they're brainwashed too, and they're just pushing Rupert Murdoch's agenda, because it's kind of funny how it doesn't really matter what channel you tune into. They all seem to be pushing the same agenda. They all seem to have the same screwed up, un whatever message, and it just really ticks me off. I mean, this is where the majority of people get their news. And they're being lied to. They're being misled. They're getting opinions, not fact. And that's scary. I remember back in the day when I was young, you know, you had hard-hitting journalists that were out there trying to get real news and really educate people because they cared about, you know, getting the truth out there. Where are those people? They don't exist anymore. I mean, I would like to think that there's still people out there, but even people that I kind of like Chris Wallace, he does ask some hard questions, but you can tell he's pushing the same agenda. And Anderson Cooper, you know, I like the guy, and he says he's keeping him honest, but maybe he needs to turn his show around and point it right back at himself and keep himself honest. You know, the day he called Ron Paul out for talking about being ignored. Okay, yeah, maybe that night he wasn't ignored, but if you look overall, any blog post or anything that's posted on CNN, some of them don't even include his name. They'll talk about every single candidate and won't even say Ron Paul's name. It's ridiculous. So we have a job to do here. We have to get this message out. We are unprogramming a programmed nation, and it's going to be a tough, tough job. But we cannot give up. We need to keep doing it. We need to push the media. You know, I had people tell me that we shouldn't be, you know, out there posting reviews on Bill O'Reilly's book. But you know what? That has gained national media attention doing that. National media attention. So yes, we do need to do things like that. We do need to call the media out. We do need to let them know that we are paying attention and that there's more people paying attention than there are not paying attention. We have to do this. It is our duty. Ron Paul would want us to do this. I mean, just like he said last night, you know, when he's ignored, he goes, I have my supporters to get out there and take care of it, you know, and to say things about it, to post on these sites about it. So he wants us to do this because that's what we are his supporters. We need to take the message of Ron Paul and get it out there everywhere, even if that means going after the people that are doing wrong. Because if nobody ever calls them on it, then they're just going to keep doing it. But if they start to realize that anytime, you know, call it blowback, anytime that they do anything that is uncalled for, they ignore Ron Paul and they lie about things, like Bill O'Reilly outright lies, Sean Hannity outright lies. I mean, these guys lie, okay? It's not like they misinform accidentally. They intentionally lie. So they need to be called out on these things. So when we post action items, take action. Go do, be an activist for Ron Paul. Go do the things that we're posting on here because it's having an impact. We are making an impact on the media. You know, when they put up these polls where Ron Paul is clearly winning and they take him down, we need to call him on that. We're not just be like, okay, well, that's just another poll, you know, whatever. We need to call them out or they will keep doing it. We need to let them know that they are not going to win. No matter what they do, no matter how, you know, high up and how tough and how big they think they are, we need to bring them down to our level and show them that they are no better than us, they don't know more than us, and they are not going to mislead the American people any longer. Because that's our duty. I mean, we're trying to restore America. Ron Paul has a message and that we are trying to get that out there, but we also have to send the message that this is ridiculous. The news needs to change. The media needs to change. That's why alternative needs to be the new mainstream. That's the slogan I came up with for the political watchdog. The political watchdog is alternative media, which is going to be the new mainstream. So whenever we post action items, get out there, do your due diligence to unprogram the people who are programmed and try to do it very, I mean, you know, I don't suggest that we go out there and be idiots about it. I mean, we do have to be professional because we are representing Ron Paul and trying to get his message out there. So, you know, be cool about it, but we need to, I mean, we've been having a lot of success going into Tea Party groups, you know, local or in the areas where the voting is taking place, like Iowa and things. We're going into groups and posting and just talking to people, starting conversations. It doesn't have to be, hey, you know, Ron Paul does this. You don't have to start out with that message. Get involved in conversations, earn people's respect, and then through conversation, they will ask, well, who do you support? And when you say Ron Paul, they will already have a respect for you, and then will be more open to your message. But if you go in there and you just start blasting, hey, vote for Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich is an idiot, Herman Cain is an idiot, which is true, but you cannot actually just go in there, because then people will never listen to what you say because they're automatically offended right from the beginning. So go in there, earn their trust, be respectful, get involved in the conversations, and then talk about, you know, talk about issues. Don't mention your candidate, but say, well, you know, I think a foreign policy of this is a smarter thing than this for this reason. Talk about the issues. Talk about your stance on the issues. Get people to engage you in conversation. And then when they're like, yeah, you know, that makes sense. I totally understand that. What do we do to get to that? Well, what I'm doing is supporting Ron Paul, because Ron Paul says this, this, and this. Then all of a sudden you've got an engaged ear. You've got an ear that that's asked the question and is open for the information. When you go out there and slam the other candidates without giving information, they're automatically shut off. Now, I'll be the first to admit there are some people that I will resort to completely telling them off because they will not listen to anything. They don't post any views that are anything other than what the media is telling them. And I try to give them information. And then when they don't listen, I leave with a comment that's probably a bit condescending. And then I don't even engage that person anymore, because there's some people that just won't ever get it. And you have to understand that you cannot waste your time on the people who will never, if they ask a question with a closed mind, they will never be open for an answer. You will never get through to them, okay? It doesn't matter what you do. So just walk away from those people. Otherwise, you're going to want to break your computer. You're going to want to throw your remote through your TV. Trust me, I've been there, but you can't do that. So thank you so much for listening. Let's get the message out there. Continue the good fight. Ron Paul has so much support, and they know it. And so, why do you think the media is pressuring him with the question, will you run third party? And I love his answer, because he's keeping them guessing, because they know. They know that if he did that, he would completely just disrupt the whole system. So, you know, Ron knows what he's doing. He is a very educated man. The campaign is doing this. They're very smart and very, strategic on what they're doing, and I applaud them. So thank you very much for listening, and I will talk to you again really soon.